Blog Talk Radio.
They say I'm crazy. The way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging. The way I'm tight sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride.
never thought I'd find it. But it's always been clear. All this time that I've been trying, you were standing right here. I never thought I'd go far. And all this time I've been fighting, 'cause everything was so hard. You didn't give up on me, baby. No, I know you got me. There's nothing like your love.
You know how you rock. My Bohem Brown. In a package of minutes is this we. How beautiful. Merry foreigners in our mornings. We laugh. We touch each other. Our responsible props and posts. A physical light is in the room. Because the world is at the window, we cannot wander very long. We rise. Although genial, you are in yourself again. I observe you direct and respectable stride. You are direct and self-accepting as a lion, an African velvet. You are level, lean, remote. There is a moment in camaraderie when interruption is not to be understood. I cannot bear an interruption. This is a shining joy, the time of not to end. On the streets we smile. We go in different directions down the irreparable streets. I lost my place. This piece is called An Aspect of Love Alive in the Ice and Fire by Gwendolyn Brooks. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good Friday evening to each and every one of you within the sound of my voice. Welcome. I'm your host, Mahogany Soul, and I am exceedingly happy to receive you tonight. All right, y'all, here in the juke joint, I ask that you just share a vibe with me, okay? Imagine it. The lights are low, the mood is soulful, the music is a snapshot in a moment in time. There's a spotlight and an open mic on the stage. The starring lineup in the audience is you and a bunch of dope-ass poets and artists and performers who just love the art form. So welcome to the Juke Joint, an Epiphany Radio experience hosted again by myself, Mahogany Soul. Some of you know me as Zwina or Edwina, but here in the Juke Joint and henceforth, I'm going by Mahogany Soul. Glad that you guys decided to join me tonight. Again, the mic is open. All artists are welcome. Just stop through and share a piece. Promote yourself. Shout out, just want to give a shout out to the dads. This is a Father's Day weekend, and it's also Juneteenth weekend. I'd love to hear you guys' artistic perspectives on that. If you can hear me and you're listening online, the number to call in is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you press that 1 to be heard. Tonight's show, as in every other show here on the Network is brought to you by Raw Links, Why the Average When You Can Be Raw. And it's also brought to you by the noble man behind the brand, the wonderful, huge-hearted warrior spirit we call Pharrell the Poet, a.k.a. also Larry Maddox. So, no, guys, take your socks off with me tonight. You can get into it, get into a little conversation, some more music, and I hope that you guys are here with some poetry to share with me. So I'm going to start opening up the mics to our callers and see who we have on the line that's joining us. I'm going to start with our first caller, which I believe is the beautiful diva, Miss VIP. Welcome to the Juke Joint. How are you this evening, diva? Diva, are you there? Adrian?
Yes, I am, diva. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? How's it going?
I'm wonderful. Nice start with the music.
Thank you so much.
I got caught up. Oh, wow. Congratulations on your show, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm, you know, taking it one step at a time. I'm very happy to add another feature to the beautiful Epiphany Radio universe in all of its many splendid forms. You know, happy to add another show to the lineup. And I'm very happy that you decided to join me tonight. So I don't really have a, you know, we're not going to go, I don't have it where it's like a certain question that we're going to start with. I really just, you know, I want to hear you guys' perspective on what's going on. You know, there's holidays coming up. If there's anyone you want to shout out, anything you have on your mind that you'd like to talk about, or just, you know, welcome sentiment.
You know what? I'm just, right now I'm in a state of happy, and I think that's where I'm going to stay. I'm grateful for the men in my life and, you know, and the friends in my life, especially Epiphany. So with that, you know, just fit this piece, girl, and get it started.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to get on out of the way and turn the mic over to you. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. This is called Phoenix. As I rise, I'm going through the fire. Trials and tribulations seem to remain the same. I died inside each time one came. Was it punishment? No, there were lessons I needed to learn. As my wings slowly unfurled, the fire that was shut up in my bones started to heat and beautiful, and I mean beautiful, colors danced before me. I now saw beauty from ashes. True joy coursed through my veins. The shackles broke from my ankles one by one, and I was free. Free from feeling responsible for other people's actions. Free from the guilt trips those put upon me, no longer thinking the actions of my grown children had any reflection on me. As I rode higher, the ills of the world ricocheted off my body and I began to shine, almost bright as the sun. My melanin took it all in, and a smile. That's that piece.
Oh my. So all of the bravery in that piece from the, you know, the part where you said I died inside each time one of those hurdles came about. And, I totally relate to that part about, I'm sorry. I know, you know, what little I do know about what's going on. I could just imagine how hard it has to be to get back up. That's the hardest part is getting back up again. But to be able to capture the beauty in that the way that you did, I really love it. And that part about the grown children, I'm still learning that the hard way, but yes, indeed. Double snaps for that part. Can't take the responsibility from forever. That's true.
Adam, do it.
Well, Ms. VIP, I do thank you so much for joining me, and I thank you for your lovely poetry, and I'm going to try my best to join you in that state of happy. That seems like a beautiful place to be. Thank you so much for your perspective. I really appreciate it. One
Absolutely.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Cut it off, but it was Prince. Why would we do that? Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Juke Joint, and we are happy to have you all in attendance. Again, I'm your host, Mahogany Soul, and you guys just heard from the very beautiful, very brave Miss VIP, and then a little bit of Prince. What's a better way to start the evening than that? Looks like next up on the mic, we have my other favorite diva of Epiphany. This is Donyell, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Welcome to the Juke Joint, darling. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mahogany Soul? My goodness.
I am doing great.
Yes, lovely poetry to top the show off, man. That was wow. I was dealing with Pussy Panthers while you was playing the music. I was like, I hope I ain't done this. I gotta have some time because he pulled back to people. He said, "What's going on?" Now I see why he couldn't get comfortable.
Yeah, he was having difficulties. Huh?
Yeah, he's good. Oh, trying to lay it down.
Okay. So I don't want to hold you from him too long, and you probably going to keep him up.
He's a good baby. He's out for the count now. He's laying up on the Twin Towers. I just finished cleaning him off. I had to wipe him down again, and he passed right out.
The Twin Towers, listen, why it took me so long to catch on to what you were talking about. Aha, aha, okay. That's the best place to put a baby to sleep.
Yeah, he loved it. Especially them breastfed ones, man. He still digs down in my shirt. I'll be telling him, look, I ain't your mama. Ain't nothing in there but powdered milk, baby. But it's just
colder. Listen, the shop is closed, little sir. Oh, man.
Okay.
I remember when he was smaller, he used to want
to pilot here. Goodness.
Oh, thank you.
I know you got this. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I am happy to be here. I feel like there's so many different shows and perspectives that could pop up on any given night. I'm just happy to add to the extra flow and, you know, do my best and see what we can do. But yeah, I am happy that you are here, darling. I'm happy that you are here. Do you have some poetry that you'd like to share with me tonight?
I got a little something here. This is untitled, but it's still.
All right. Okay. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I guess you wonder where I've been. She, to be me. I am she, all woman, you see. Here to give, as always, love and light, so blessed be. I search to find the love within. So my pen screams through tears of my life experiences, and the ink from it echoes the love of life. Many are the stories to be told through us from the togetherness so sweet once we shared. My pen screams memories of blissful times of what once was, but lingers inside. My stomach echoes the love of life. Yes, many are the stories to be told of an epic reality I long for once again. My pen screams through tears of my life experiences. So listen, the ink from it echoes. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. As I cry for your pain. And people ask me, how can someone with so much pain inside love so hard and stay so positive? I allow myself to heal because I know it gets better. Besides, God turns my scars into stars. I do my writing by the window, so I sit there a lot. Some pieces are fantasy, but most are true experiences, so I pretty much pull from my heart. When I listen to the distant noise of traffic, it's a happy distraction. Well, I'm in the day from your love, you see. Be me. I am she, or woman, you see. Sitting, listening to songs or a best-selling literature piece. Weeping at the reeds that plant the seeds that grow from my tears because I'm always in my field. Feeling the meaning in the stories and told tales of, ooh, child, that's my song, or somebody knows me because they are telling my story. I'm going to play this all night because ain't nobody here but me. I might just play it till revelry. Eat an early meal. You know, breakfast to break fast or just continue to read. Because ain't nobody here but me. I'm a poet, you know. Or at least that's what some say is true, because I sometimes like to shed a layer or a few and tell her story. I mean, her story of she. Who be me? I am she, all woman you see. The whole time asking the crowd, are you not entertained? I see you watching me. I came back to let you know. See, I'm not looking for fame, but you can still give me one mic in the spotlight. I'll perform and give you a little of my trailblaze to let you just a little close to me. Ain't nobody here but me. But please proceed with caution. Tread lightly. It's on a heartstring trail that is very frail. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. That's it.
Sheet. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful, beautiful. It felt like a tribute to self in that part.
Oh, yeah.
She be me. I am all woman, you see. The way that you kept going in and out of that and then coming in and out of different aspects of your womanhood and how you've come into it. I love this. I love the way you constructed it and everything. Oh.
Thank you.
What is that?
Thank you.
Yo, your pen is so fly. I wish you knew.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man. You have no idea how much that means to me. I'm honored to hear you say something like that. That is so dope.
Thank you.
Especially coming from you, because you got, man, you just like, you're going straight to the sky, man. Right to the top.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, I don't even know what to do. Like, that just, oh, okay. You just, you know, you do your thing. And it's like, it comes from so many different perspectives of womanhood. I just can't wait until you put all of your work into a book. It's just like a lesson in those growing pains that we all kind of struggle through. And it's like to know a person that's been through the ringers, and it's like I've come out on the other side with this wisdom and this knowledge and this softness in my spirit. That's what a lot of us don't always leave it with, the softness still remaining. A lot of times we'll let them, you know, let life kick that softness right on up out of you, but you found a way to encapsulate it in spite of it all, and I think it's so beautiful how you, you know, you just share that. So keep doing your thing, lady. I love it. I love to hear it. Thank you, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. It means everything. And let little me know that I said thank you for behaving while you know took the mic for us tonight, you know.
Lord, you will always have my support 100%. And you know what? I love the way you analyze, you break down my pieces, because a lot of people don't get it. And then you made a very, very profound point about staying soft. You know why I'm softened? Because out of everything that I've been through, the soft place is my safe place.
Mm.
You know? It feels
that's
the best. And it's
so...
Okay. Okay. Yes,
you said it feels the best. That feels the best to you. Being there.
Yes. It's no worries. Mm. It's all safe. And yes, I've tried it all.
I love that.
Being hard, being angry, you know what I mean? Being spiteful, vindictive, and none of that brings me any joy. You know, happiness is an inside job. It's up to the individual to give yourself happiness. And
that
softness in me, it makes me happy. It brings me joy. Every time I look in the mirror, you know what I mean? And I think back to everything that I've been through, and I love my soft place.
I love that. I love that, and I love you so much. Lady, thank you so much for being here, for joining me, and for bringing your dope soul up in this piece. So I am going to, I forgot to ask Ms. VIP, you have beautiful work too, but do you have any news on what you guys have going on? Do you want to?
I can hear a little bit of it.
Okay.
We've been putting our heads together, and we want to work with people talking about energy. We're still doing poetry, but we want to see where people's perspective is on the different characteristics of people and the energies that they bring. So that's pretty much what's coming for you on Wednesday night. We don't know what we're going to call the show yet, but we're going to find out. We're going to work it out.
Oh, wow. All right. That sounds very exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tune in on Wednesday. The two Divas of Epiphany will be in the building with some fresh perspective. I love it. I love the evolution of this network. I can't wait. We will definitely be tuning in. And again, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you stay tuned. Maybe we have a chance for a speed round later on, and I'd love to have you guys come back.
Oh, I'm here. Yes, definitely. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
I want to see. Come on and prove why I took more.
Yes, indeed. A little flowetry in that dynamic diva, La Perla Negra, and the vivacious Miss VIP. So far, it's been a wonderful evening. Don't you agree? Looks like we have next up our favorite Canadian on the Juke Joint, Lady A. Welcome to the Juke Joint, Lady A. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, and I wanted to congratulate you on your new show. Excellent.
Thank you.
It's great to hear your voice again as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've been doing, you know, there's been a lot going on behind the scenes, but, you know, that's life. Life gets to life in some time. So, you know, we switch things around in a beautiful family here at Epiphany. We just make the best of it and, you know, lean on to support each other, fill in the gaps, do what we got to do, you know? So happy that you are here to join us tonight on this beautiful Friday.
Thank you. I always have a dilemma what to read for the shows, and but I think I'm going to read a little love poem.
Ooh, okay. I love a good love poem. All right, well, when you're ready.
I don't think I've heard this one before, so hope not. It's called Without Words.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I've heard that one, but I'm definitely willing to listen. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. Without words, I knew. He knew. Without one word, we knew. Magnetic force, irresistible energy, long lost, found their way back. Multiple previous lives traveling through time, a journey meant to be. That night, that moment, stars aligned and Cupid's arrow pierced both. Without words, we knew. One body, arms and hands melting like a candle into each other. No need for words. We were the words. We were centuries of love, transcending time, space, and energy. We were love. Without words, have you ever loved someone and they loved you back silently? Blue eyes, green eyes, fall into the abyss we were destined for. Unspoken love, like a waterfall flowing into the estuary below. Our own language, love language, without words. End poem.
Oh my gosh. You know, one of my favorite poets of late is Omari Barksdale. He says this thing. He said, a good poem, you can take each line and turn it into a poem. And I'm like sitting, I have a tendency to like lines that jump up out to me and bring that, you know, that little shiver up your spine. I try to take those down. But like when I'm listening to your poetry, I'm like, you really take it there. You really cut through the, you know, you cut through so much in the way that you work around your words and the emotions that you bring to it. Like that last, the closer was excellent. I love the way you closed it, but that part where you're like, fall into the bliss we were destined for. I'm like, oh, what? And that whole part where you were like, multiple previous lives traveling through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Traveling through
that's
time,
nice.
A journey meant to be, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Thank you so much. When I write, I can't describe it. I don't have any words for it. It just falls out of my soul, really. And
yeah.
I feel it so deeply. And it just spills forward. And I really appreciate that you get that. With my poetry, you always are able to see me, feel me,
yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
That's what it's all about. It's like something deep inside of you is, I feel like with most genuine
poetry. Something deep inside is reaching out to something deep inside of others, and I feel like you do capture that. Some people do not want to be so, you know, they don't want to feel so deeply. It's hard to feel all of your emotions. It's hard to feel difficult emotions. It's hard to feel someone else's, especially if you're avoiding your own. To listen to someone else's deep emotions will disturb your already disturbed spirit. So understand, every audience isn't for every piece, but there is a voice out there. I've been exploring this concept of, what is it called? Quantum entanglement.
Okay.
Where it's like someplace out in the universe, everything is, nothing is new. So like someplace out in the universe, everything is remembered, the exact identity of it, or there's a memory of it someplace. So it's like this love and these feelings. There is someplace out in the world that it was meant to be shared and felt wholly. And as long as you keep sharing it, the right people will hear it. That was just likened to self is drawn, right? So just make sure that you just keep spreading that genuine message just as it is, and I feel like it's always going to reach the right person, because I definitely feel it. Well,
oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. So it's I feel like that about your poetry too. You have a different vibe with your mindset, your thoughts, your heart, and I think that's what really shows as well. I think people, a lot of people, I consider myself, I guess it's sort of worn out, but an empath, because I feel so deeply about so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listen to your poetry, I feel the same way, that you have this ability to transcend the moment, even to express your feelings and your thoughts, and it's a beautiful thing, and a lot of people are afraid of that, of feeling, you know, and it's hard because it ends up festering inside some people and causing them more harm than not, and I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to express yourself, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the fact that you've got a new show, and you have a calmness about you and a quietness that engages people, and you also it invites us to feel comfortable. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad for that, and I definitely hope that I'm only going to be here every alternating Fridays, but next Friday should be Renaissance, and they are also a great show to join. But, you know, the following Friday, I'll be here. I'm here still in Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons, and I'm here first Mondays with Flash Speak with Mojave. So, you know, I feel like the network is doing a lot of reorganization. Yeah, so everyone's all hands on deck. We're working together to try to, you know, reinvigorate the environment. And I think it's working. And you guys are coming through and you feel more comfortable sharing. And that's what makes it all worth it. Because I love the art form. I love the raw art form. Like, you know, I'm the type of person, I was telling someone the other day, that I love to hear the first album before an artist was famous. Because I feel like that's the most passionate, rawest form of their art before it becomes commercialized. So that's why I love to just hear what the genuine message that a person is attempting to share. And if I can't understand it, I definitely want to let you know what I felt. So I'm here for all of it. And I would love for you to come back through anytime that you're ready to and share your beautiful artwork with us, Lady A. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Will. Thank you.
All right. Stand by. We might have another speed round. So, I'd love to hear a little bit more if you have a chance, okay? One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's better that it hurts. I can't speak to comfort.
same stake in this gambling thing. This ain't no parallel universe, parallel life. You choose two, in one you're living like love of my life, and in the other you're the daddy of theirs. So I play Russian roulette and put this phone to my ear just to say, yeah, this is mistress. Through his lips, so I attempted to be all the dreams suggest to the ego and promise the soul. I tried to be all he had ever told of the interchangeable face and physicality and mentality of she. As close to near, he summoned all my tears and abandoned we. I lived alone for years, no longer knowing who exactly is me. As I began the punishment for his perfection, my vision, there they lost their direction. My return to innocence was lost then. His ID, you see, I saw rot, and instead I saw protection through judgment. Now angels and devils look alike to me, but sometimes quiet sounds like no to me.
My angel, I stopped breathing for you. If my life was possible without it, to be sure of that, I'm needing more than just a casual affair. But the pain runs deep internally, but clearly seen when you're not there.
You guys have your socks off. This is the Epiphany Radio Experience, known as the Juke Joint. Welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys have just heard from the beautiful Lady A calling us all the way from Canada, the wonderful love poem, and we are going to keep the show going. It looks like next up to the mic, the man who needs no introduction, but we're going to give him one anyway. It's a man, the myth, the legend, the man behind all of this magic when it gives us strength and spirit and rallies all of these wild people that we call the Epiphany Radio family. It's the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet. Welcome to the Victory. Yes.
What's up, Trina? I finally caught you. You've been running for a long time, Trina. But I know you can't go too you can't go too far. You're in the studio right now.
Right. Yeah. So I'm here. You know what? I was actually in Philly for the Roots Festival, but my visit got cut short.
I did. I had to leave, though. It was too much down there. It was too much for me. They were in droves. Did you go in that area when the concert was going on?
Yeah, I just moved from around the corner from there, but I'm like maybe 10 minutes from there, Trina.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine what it was like, that traffic, because
mm-hmm.
it was a lot. But, yeah, I'll be back down there very soon.
You told me, Trina. Which day did you go, Saturday or Sunday? Or Friday, was it? No, it was Saturday and Sunday there.
I went Saturday. And
okay.
With all of the traffic, it was a circus. So I only got to see a few people. I got to see Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
I got to see Little Uzi Vert. She was a little late. That was not late for her.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a little time for her. But, you know, the turnout was amazing. It was a lot of people there. But, if I would have stayed until Monday, like I started to, I was trying to hook up with you and La Perla Negra, but I had to come home. So.
Yeah,
I got to come down there and huck a buck with you guys this summer for sure.
Yeah, you sure do. I would have been there, but I found out about it. You know, I'm right here in Philly, but I found about it the last minute, and I wasn't able to go. And I was off that weekend, too.
Oh, man. You're going to show me around where to get the good cheesesteaks so I could redeem Philly on behalf of J-Rob. He thinks the cheesesteaks aren't that great in most areas, so... You could have took me somewhere where we could redeem them.
You know, in certain spots, I mean, a lot of people make them good, but, you know, a lot of people out of town, they have a perception, and, you know, they go to these name brand places we in Philly don't even go to, you know. And then you got to know how to order. Yeah. You just can't say, give me a cheesesteak. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
You
got
to know what you're doing.
We have to descend upon. We got to meet back up. It's been a minute. I want to hang out with you guys, but yeah, definitely a vibe.
You
I was looking
sure
through
the
videos.
You give me the heads up, Trina, so we can have it planned out for you. Okay. Don't ask Danielle. They'll take you to the cheesesteak place, though. That's why J-Rob's got an issue.
Oh,
yeah, she took him to a place called the Dry Rub.
Oh, well, that don't even sound good.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds too close to the Indian bird.
Ben ordered a cheesesteak. Just give me a cheesesteak. You know, nothing. That was it. No moisture, no onions, no nothing. Just give me a cheesesteak. And that's all they did. And that's what they did.
Oh, he got it newbie style. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we know what to do next time, but we definitely got it. I'm definitely going to be down there this summer, either for, I was trying to come down there for the Voices and Power that they're doing in Philly, just to check it out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be down there. But anyway, we got to get back to this show because we have folks listening in and we chit-chatting like, you know.
Yeah, how you doing, folks? How y'all doing? I was just up here talking to Trina. I don't know what y'all here for. I'm here to talk to Trina.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one calling Trina, by
y'all
the way.
Do whatever
though.
Y'all doing, right?
Yeah, give your mind your business. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
yes,
Trina.
They could. It was okay.
Yeah.
I love to hear your voice, and I love hearing you in good spirit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
I heard Miss Shirley up in here singing, though, Trina. What's with the singing?
Oh,
thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she got something going on. She want to talk to us about it.
But listen.
I'm going to get up in the
business.
I'm going to get up in the business.
Yeah, you're going to get in her business. She's opening up. You see that, the way she built it into that poem, though, in the lines, I got so lost in her lines that I completely forgot about the fact that she did. Definitely. And she was doing it, too. You can't even tell her she wasn't.
She sure was.
I did it, and it sounded too great. But she can sing up a song. Come on.
She was doing her thing.
Come on, LaPrella. Yes. I love it. I love it. Spread your wings, my love. I love it.
Fly, butterfly.
Definitely, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Oh. It really was.
Trina, before you go further, I'm so sorry. Congratulations on your new show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do. So are you going to christen it with a beautiful piece of your poetry for me?
Well, I'll christen it. I'm not sure if the piece is beautiful or not. I'm going to do something old. I, you know what I mean? Something I've dusted off, I guess, you know. But yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm going to try my best.
Okay. All right. I know you're going to blow it down. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you, Trina. I used to think that love was just a fairy tale. Until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I would not change a thing. 'Cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above, and things we never take notice of. When you wake up, and suddenly, you're in love. 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 Struggling with love. Struggling to find the words. Struggling with my feelings. What I'm feeling, struggling to feel, if I allowed myself to feel again, love again, fall in love again, not sure if I want to fuck with that again. Love, everything is a struggle. Constantly I find myself struggling. Self-love. Self-love was some fictitious thing I always looked at like bullshit. But I would hear conversations about it. Who wants to hear about self-love when you're looking for someone else to? Love. Well, I've found that love, and I've been okay with that, learning to love who I am, my worth, the things that I deserve, and what I do not. Tears, pain, misery. I've learned all those things are now foreign to me. Yet right now, I find myself struggling. See, her voice, even when she texts me, I get these feelings, this feeling that causes me to start fights with myself, struggling and stuff, struggling with stuff, struggling with what I'm starting to feel. Struggling with love, that feeling, that fucking feeling. God knows how bad that I want to give in to give up, but I find myself now struggling with this love stuff. Hurting. Hurting from being hurt by love. It was all good at the beginning when you had up the wall of protection, but love removed that wall and that skepticism. Love walked right in, sat at your side, always assuring and reassuring often that everything would turn up all right, that your heart would not be broken, torn, ripped, or shredded ever again. Love pleaded for you to let it in. Love won your heart, and by its gravity you were pulled in, swooned, raptured, felt like heaven. Wonderful being kissed, so unexpected, being touched and touching where once you were feeling nothing. In you gave into love. Suddenly, love said that your heart it would never break. That was yesterday, but for some unknown reason, love is gone today, silenced, silence. Silence permeates through these veins. Tears now flow running like some wicked stream through a heart that has slown its beat now and is asking. It is now asking, love, where have you gone? Dark is the night that weathers the storm. I trusted in love's lies. I've been down this road before. When hurt defines love and pain like they were both the same, and they have the same meaning, and love escapes away, leaving the host drained and alone with nothing but old bricks to pick up the remake, the wall that was once there to keep you safe from being hurt by love. Hurting. Hurt from being hurt. Hurt from being hurt by love. Struggling whether I allow myself to love again. Struggling. Struggling. And loving after the pain. See, I wasn't looking for some warm place. Although my world had gone cold, stress etched on my face, as long as my heart was kept safe, I was happy in my own space. My feelings kept in a box, sealed, kept safe in this cubicle where the wounded store their precious keepsakes. Keepsakes that I kept safe. Hidden, locked away, no gazing upon the sun or its rays. My heart's eyes would never see loneliness on repeat. Each day, each new day, day after day, each new day was lived this way on repeat. Repeated, repeatedly, relived like an old record. Skip, 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 skip. But still I was cool in this cold place where I lived. Locked away each day, each day, each new day. Emotions, feelings, dreams, senses, taste, touch, sound, sight, blinded, kept locked away, locked away, locked away. But that was all right. There was nothing that I wanted to see. Smell the aroma of pain, hurt. Hurt and misery, they all smell the same. Stagnant is their stench. I could smell it from miles away, this hurtful place I lay, covered in it. But I was cool with it today, as long as my heart was kept safe. As long as my heart was kept safe. Locked away. Locked away from the echoes of pain, but those dark clouds refused to stay gray. Blue began to intrude. Red began to spread and paint its hues on skies used as the canvas of my new day. Yellows too. Roses bloomed, washing away the pungent odor of loneliness. Sweetness. What is this? Aroma. Nostrils pick up its scent like antennas, once dormant but now vibrant. It's no more room in this box I've been in. It seems crowded in this cubicle. It's summer again. And with it there's this strong urge to break free from this cocoon. New limbs. What are these? Wings? Ooh, colorful are these things. Sounds, life sings, singing to once deaf ears. Songs, new songs, songs of love and life. New lays, new days, sight, a heart's eye peeks into a new day. Taste. Tasting the nectar cascading and bouncing off the sun and each golden ray. Fly away, I yearn to fly away into this new day earned. See, I wasn't looking for warm places. I wasn't looking for a warm place. Butterflies, rainbows, happiness and shit. No, I just wanted to hide my days away, hide away, far away in a pillow, bury my face, reject faith in fate. I dealt with pain this way, living in dysfunction. Hurt, sorrow, depression kept me company. That was then, way back then, but today, new days are rising over distant horizons where once there was nothing. Learning, learning to love, learning to love again, loving to love after the pain, learning to accept happiness for what it is and be happy, unapologetic, and on purpose. Things change. Love follows pain. Love followed pain. I wasn't looking for this warm place, although my world had gone cold. Stress etched on my face. As long as my heart was kept safe, I was cool in my own space. But now I'm attracted by the sun and its rays, the sight and sounds of nature, its aroma and its taste. It, a new day, one that I wouldn't mind repeating day after day after day after day. Today I have a love for life and I'm spreading these new wings. Farewell said to boxes I once lived in, keeper of hearts once broken in which we kept safe. Beautiful watching butterflies fly away each day, each new day, day after day, each new day on repeat. I find myself willing, willing, willing to repeat these new days, day after day, loving after the pain, no more struggling, no more struggling. For real.
Man. Oh. Such a somber perspective on love. It almost seems like love in that story is like a possession. Like, you know, like a paranormal possession that kind of turns you into a possession and then stresses you out and then spits you out. But it's like the question that you asked in the beginning, who wants to hear about self-love when you're looking for someone else to? And that's usually the basis of it. You're looking for something, but often we look outside of ourselves for something to complete us. And then you go all the way around the mulberry bush just to be let down by the fact that it never was. It was like the, like Moby Dick, the great white whale, went all along, you know. But yeah, oh, and that part I was like, I wasn't looking for this warm place, although my world had gone cold. It's like you weren't looking for it to be that. I love the way you told the story. And even when you went back into the repetitions, it's like it gave a different perspective on how that, we don't realize how much that deteriorates you to just be in a situation that's not making you happy and trying to force it to. But you really went into the details of that in the way that was so valid, so fire. Thank you.
I'm glad that you got it. Thank you for understanding, you know. I think we've all, everybody's been in those places at one point or another, one time or another, you know. When you're like, you're not looking for it. You're not looking for it. And you fix yourself and how to carry yourself and how to deal with it, the lack of it, even though we still yearn for it. We might still yearn for it, but we fix ourselves up in a way that it doesn't affect us. But then, before you know it, it hits you again. It hits you upside the head. Yeah. Love appears from out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And here we go. And that's why I chose to use the word struggling. Do I let this wall down that I built up to keep myself safe?
Yeah.
Do I let my guard down? Do we let our guard down? You know, and just let it take over us? Because you know that drug that love can be when you're in it.
Yeah.
You forget about all that past shit. And you find yourself drowning in it, you know. So, thank you for understanding it.
I truly do. It's such so well written. I love it. I really did love that
piece. Because you
feel like me. It's like don't even forget about that. How you went into crooning in here. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Trina.
Can you hold on one second? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, I'm so sorry. You know, distractions. I apologize.
Hey,
as
they happen.
Saying, what
they
were
happen.
We?
the crooning, yeah. I think.
Oh, yeah. I was like, listen to him. You guys are showing out today. But I appreciate it. It's very welcoming. I thank you. I thank you for bringing that to the show.
Thank you. That was sparked by Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly started that. Miss Pearly started that.
Oh, she...
We're going to do a collab.
It's a good thing.
Right?
Yes, y'all mm-hmm. do. Oh. It's giving me Tina Marie and Rick James vibes.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, bring it. Love him or leave him. What was that song called?
Then she took eyes on you. Come on, girl.
Yes, it was pain. Okay, Don't get me started.
Go ahead, girl. Oh, we going to do the clap. The hell with Miss Pearly.
No.
Yeah. No, it's too
That's
late. You can let it
got,
out.
Right?
All right, baby love. Hey, it was a pleasure being here tonight. Once again, congratulations on your new show, darling. You're doing a good
Thank
job.
You.
And I love you. You take care.
I love you too. I appreciate
I'll make
you.
It a coffee. Same here, darling.
All right. One love, one mic. Thank you.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Take your socks off.
Yeah.
started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me
smoking out the window.
Must have spent $35,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no.
Got a badass kid running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese. Was gripping on me tight, screaming Huckalee. Got me in the club looking for a new love, someone help me please.
Please,
baby, why you doing this? Why you doing this to me,
girl?
Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you for being here. Looks like our next caller up on the mic is very happy to hear from Essentially Janice. Welcome to the Juke Joint. How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
Hey, good evening, Mahogany Soul. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I'm so glad that you decided to hit that one and to join us. How are you doing? How's everything going?
I am doing great. The playlist is everything. I always love your playlist, though.
I'm going
to have to hit you back, channel, so you can tell me what there was one a little bit ago. I'm going to have to find out what that was. I'm doing good.
That's good to hear. That is awesome to hear. Yeah, you know, just trying some new things and see how it turns out. I'm definitely loving the Friday night vibes. And I don't know about you, but on any regular Friday night, I love some good music. The rain has been doing a lot for the atmosphere for me and just, you know, sitting back with a little bit of poetry. So why not do it with some of my favorite people, I figure, you know?
Exactly. I'm right there with you.
Okay.
No, I don't get on live. No, I don't get on air much. I don't get on air.
I know.
I kind of jokingly call myself a studio poet at this point.
a studio poet, you know. But you know what?
Just let me record it, and then I'll share it after I record it.
Oh. That's a good idea, though. It gives you a chance to, like, you know, get those nerves out. But I tell you, when I went to Mojave's event in Atlanta, I met Songbird, and she was like, oh, hey, it's the girl from The Goo. I'm like, oh, okay. That shows how much I hit that button in order to join in most of the time. But, you know, sometimes you just take it in, and it gives you a lot of inspiration. You don't always have to hit the one, but we do appreciate all of the ways that you support the show and the network on a regular basis. So I do want to let you know that while I have you on the air, I do appreciate that.
I am here. Yeah, absolutely. I'm here. I may be quiet, but I'm here.
We appreciate you all the same, my darling. All right. Well, I hope that you brought some of your poetry for us to listen to. You have a piece to share with me?
I have something super short, and it's actually a work in progress. I don't often share that, but it's fresh, and I kind of wanted something recent. So, yeah, it's literally, like, unfinished, but I don't mind sharing it. I don't mind sharing it. So just a little background. Just a little bit of background. It's inspired by, I was watching The Silent Twins, and I'm hosting a watch party for it next week. And so this is one of the pieces that I'm working on that's inspired by the movie, by lines from the movie. And typically what I do when I host the watch parties is I'll pull different quotes, and the quotes will be writing prompts. So that's what this piece is, inspired by some lines from the movie.
Oh, wow. I love the sound of it. Okay. Well, all by all means, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm an empty present box, all unwrapped for someone else's disposal. I'm a thrown away eggshell with no life inside me. That's from June, one of the sisters. The title of my piece is Tangible. If you were to gift me, may it be your presence, the awareness that I don't even know what to do with my hands. Were I to hold you, might I anticipate when I'd feel you slip through my fingers, change form, sit solidly in my throat, blocking words I haven't yet found from spilling forth. Shift as mist moving through indeterminate time. I don't even know what to do with my mind. It wanders as if it has feet, has willpower to distance itself from what may not even be. And that is where I stopped.
My goodness.
That is where I stopped. I know where I want to go. I know where I want to go, but I haven't had the time to get back to it. It will be done by Tuesday, though. So I'll have the whole piece by then.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. That's going to be bomb. I watched that movie, and
it's
you got to send me. Make sure you send me.
You got to. Yeah, I'll absolutely send you the link so you can watch it with us when you watch it in Prime. There's like a chat feature, so we'll be able to watch together and chat during the movie. Mm. So that'll be cool. It'll be cool. I'll make sure I share it on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, but I was like, June was definitely a much better writer than her sister, and I saw a lot of jealousy. I know I need to watch the movie for a second time, because that's the thing that I took away from it. Like, she would not have been that bad off if it wasn't for her unhealthy attachment to her sister. I feel like she, but you definitely encapsulated that, and I love where that's going, and I would love to know, because I feel like I walked away from the movie wondering, like, what could really, you know, what could have changed? What could anyone have done to make the situation different? Because it was really, it's when love perverts itself almost, you know?
Wait, say that last part again?
I said it's a situation where love kind of perverts itself, where you become unhealthy, attached in a very unhealthy way, you know? So to be able to write through that and to give it an ending different than the one, because the actual ending. I'm like, it took her so long to find it. So I wish there was a happier ending.
Those lines at the beginning, right? Those lines. But you notice how there was a shift for her. But those lines when she talked about there being no life inside me, the empty eggshell, that part just like broke me. I literally had to pause. I had to pause and let that one sink in. So that's why those lines stay with me. But I don't want to sit in that space. You know what I mean? Like the intent for this piece is to find that shift, and I'm still working towards the shift. But I know where I want to go with it. So hopefully tomorrow
I can't wait to finish
it.
I'm going to record it. If you want to send it back to me, so that I can read it, because I'm actually right now.
Yeah.
I am doing here and doing the show. So.
I got you.
Do something from my daughter. So I would like to read through it and give you a, you know, more thorough, you know, whatever kind of feedback I can offer if you care for it.
I am open to that since it's a work in progress.
Okay.
Yeah. By all means.
Okay. All right. I love it. Okay. So give us a little more details about how people can join you. You said that you would just log into Prime and go into the chat feature. Do they need to have a link?
There's going to be there's going to be a direct link, and I'm going to post it. I'm hesitant. Like, I'm going to post it in group for sure. I have an event page set up, and guests can share that link with others too. So what I'm hesitant about is I'm not sure if I'm going to put it on my page, but if you message me, I'll make sure that you have the link. And all you honestly have to do is click on that link. I believe you have to have Prime to be able to watch it. You would have had to have either purchased it Prime. But I may do a test run on, like, Sunday to see if it works.
Yeah. If it works out, that's definitely going to be a very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a direct link, and it's super easy.
Okay, cool. I will be looking out for it. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you follow, essentially, Janice. Not only does she make beautiful poetry, but what would you call what you do? Because it's not just graphic designing. It's a lot more than that.
Honestly, it's visual poetry, visual prose.
Visual prose.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, definitely.
I don't necessarily think I fit in the category with spoken word artist, but one of the things that you encourage me to do is when I post my work, put ASMR on there.
Yeah.
That may be my niche.
Yes, because
you're I'm okay. I may relax you and put you to sleep, but hey, that may be my niche.
No. But the words it's beyond that. It's like your delivery combined with the power of the words is almost like honey for medicine. You know what I mean? You go deep into the subjects that you dive into, but your voice is so soft and you're so tender with it that it's like it makes it a little more digestible. So that's a good thing. That's what I was saying, ASMR, because a lot of times you want to listen to, I know that I do, for my own anxiety, I like to listen to soft comforting sounds, whether it's poetry or if it's music, but something that can I can tune into that it's meaningful, but it's also soft and inviting. And I think that that warmth that you give into your words, definitely. That's why I feel like the ASMR thing would definitely be a great niche.
That's exactly what I want.
Another
though, you
approach
know?
To audience here.
That's exactly what I want to be able to do.
So,
I will be recording this piece for sure, but I'm going to send you the what I have so far so you can read through it. And, hey, give me feedback.
Okay, I definitely will, and I'll be looking out for those links and that information. Well, Janice, thank you so much for joining me on this, you know, maiden voyage. I appreciate you for coming through and hitting that one. I'll be back here in 2 weeks.
Congrats
Thank you, thank you. All right, well, you stay tuned, and we'll, you know, we're about to close out in a little bit, but you know, stay tuned, stick around.
Okay.
See who else we have on
I'll
the
be
show.
Here.
I appreciate you.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
live in the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour, and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record, said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intense and shattered. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home, get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock, now she in my world like hip hop, and keep telling me, yeah. At the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins. Yeah.
If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was the beautiful and lovely and very soothing, essentially, Janice, followed by Erica Badu and The Roots. So, you know, it's been an amazing night, and it's only going to get even better from here because it looks like next up on the mic, we have Mr. Tuesday Night himself. It's Mojave. Welcome to the Juke Joint. How are you doing tonight, Mojave?
Currently stuffing my face, but I'm here.
You're stuffing your face. Okay, it's, you know.
Gotta do that.
What do we? Yes, nourishment is always a good thing. What do we have? Let me guess. Is seafood?
Nope.
No?
Not at all.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Nope.
I know you love your seafood. But
I know, normally, but the weird thing is, like, when you listen to all these TikToks and these reels and all this other stuff, you get some good information. So I discovered this app that allows you to buy, like, you know, at the end of the day, and people will sell you all the stuff from their store if it's big goods for a very cheap price. And it's mostly pizzerias. So whatever they have that they didn't sell, they sell it to you at a super exaggerated discount. So I'm a fan of white pizza with ricotta cheese. And I managed to get one of those New York style extra big slice. And I was working my way through. Yes, I was working my way through a grilled chicken pizza. So that's what I was working on. So I was just devouring the grilled chicken.
That sounds good. I think I'm going to have to find me some of that. Oh, no. I'm in Jersey. We don't have, like, all-night pizzerias. You got to get your pizza by 10:30 or you ass out. But, yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying your meal. That sounds like a hookup.
It is. It really is. And so I've been experimenting finding the best pizza spots. So I found one really dope pizza spot, which is super dope. And so then I'm, like, you know, and they're all within, like, a mile or 2 miles of where I live at. So it's, like, easy to get to. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome to hear. Oh, you're making me hungry. So what else is going on? What have you been up to today? Anything you got going on?
Well, because of Ebony the Goddess, a.k.a. Affinity, she has been working with me to get my link tree up and going. Because, you know, my brother didn't have a link tree. And then we discovered that somebody decided to use Ruxware on Instagram. And they don't have a lot of followers and anything else like that. So I don't know if it's somebody who pretty much was planning on stealing something because, you know, it's the internet. So we have people that say Ruxware and they even spell it Ruxware. It's just crazy stuff. It's like you discover all these different pockets and homes and everything else like that. But, you know, like it's, I'm trying to set myself up, you know, for success by getting things I can point people towards because, you know, if you want to do that. And then I also released Aceon's line underneath me, which is called Panda, with all the panda bears and stuff like that. So,
yeah, super cute, super cute. That's awesome. Yeah. Big things, big things. You guys check out his page. And, you know, I remember they were doing that with websites. They were doing, like, what do they call it, domain arbitrage, where they would, like, buy up domains they think that somebody might get so that they can get you to pay them for them. But, you know, here's the ways around that. You just got to be a little more creative, be a little creative about it, but it's going to work out. The strongest man wins, and obviously that's you.
I try to be. I try. I'll put forth effort. We see what happens. Put my nose to the brownstone and keep going.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's working out. I love to see it. Well, have you gotten through your slice? Do you think you want to?
But before we get into it, let's talk about you, madame, and you tearing up Mike Gwynn's Verbs and Vibes feature, which you murdered everything moving. homicidal, sociopath, all these different things just came through. It was a mass killing of a deep series, you know. I didn't know what was happening. I had to point all these things out. I was like, ridiculous. Everybody was like, yo. And I was like, you know, you're like, oh, no, no. And then next thing you know, everybody's like, yo.
He sent me a message today. He was like, you are awesome. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you must have really had an impact. I'm glad. Glad you're still with me. That was what's up. I'm glad. I really had a great time. And I just have to shout out all of Epiphany and also the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. Say their name, okay? Full name.
They're not just a promotional group. They're a promotional group, you know?
But the way you guys come through and support in the family atmosphere and the vibe, if you guys have never been to a Drip Fest event, a Honey Dripper event, a workshop with these awesome, awesome artists who are just amazing in their craft, as well as those here at Epiphany, it's just like, it's a different experience. You got to tune in. Make sure you follow this man. He's doing big things. And he's going to get you swagged out with the bears, the pandas, and the brown bears. That's such a cute collab. I don't want to call this cute because you guys are grown men, but that's a dope collab. I love that. I love the panda bear spinoff from the Ruxwear bear. It's very dope. You guys are doing your thing.
I'm in with more, you know. I'm getting ready. Listen, I got plans. I was like, in the fall, I'm going to introduce the grizzly. He's going to be like, what? I'm like, this is a sweater. A sweater with the bear on it. A bear with the you know, the furry brow. Crazy. They were like, yo, that looks nuts. I was like, you just
don't mess around and put a bear with a beard. No, that's a
listen.
What do you guys call it? A bit of a fetish for some people.
Well,
love a good furry bear.
listen. First things first. Yeah, I gotta upgrade my face patch because Steve was like, yeah, that's. I was like, y'all had that for years. Now I felt like it should be first, but now I got my own like my updated one. So I'm about to do the updated one real soon. Like that's coming in like a week. I'm doing it many different ways. Many ways, you know.
That's going to be fly.
Hey, anybody awesome. Want a face patch hoodie? I was your boy. You know, I know people are probably like, a minute. But
right. That's the sad part about it.
It is.
They say it's the highest form of flattery, but I think it's the lowest form of freaking...
It is.
It takes a bottom feed and it's kind of just take from what somebody else is building to do their own thing. But
yeah, as a matter of fact, so the person in Australia who's currently emulating me and stealing all the pictures of my Instagram and my Facebook pages, you're weird, you're a stalker, you're not me, cut it out.
Yikes. Wow. Well, it tells you you're doing something right. If you were doing it wrong, no one would be watching, so keep doing your thing, you know, inspiring, even if it's people don't know how to be inspired properly. But you, that can't stop you. You don't let that get in the way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are here for poetry, and I would love for you to bless my new show with one of your amazing pieces. You know.
Thank you.
You got something lined up for me?
I will try. I think I might have something. I'm just going to see if it works out. Hold on.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not too loud.
Okay. It's a little down.
It's a little bit down?
Yeah.
Right there? Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. The mic is all yours.
Okay. In reflection, I write. My strange way of allowing my consciousness to flow free, to take all of me and push it gently through this pen. Now and again, I get obsessed with my lens, any ideas that speak to me, any way to express past pain, trauma, or history, I let it all out. It is like how the heat of summer waves at the end of May pecks the cheek of June, full lip French kisses July, and at the end of August, farewell, it's gone too soon. I like to process my existence, and I care for the pretense of being too deep, or my words being too steep to climb. I love the idea of walking you down an incline to wade to a cool pool of understanding, splashing within the work instead of walking around a skirt or saying that I've been there and I've got the t-shirt, given clarity and not being able to circumvent if I am able to impart a portion of this art. I would hope that being in a state that's accessible, a cake, involves imagery in all of your senses. What is easy to take the wisdom of failure, the past life travel, to explore more sure, the high that is pure to be understand is a nirvana, a place so sweet where souls meet. When I write and ignite the light, I learn from walking deep into the night. Courage from fear or fright, weakness turned to light, learn love and like, graffiti by grace when I hop on a mic, and within the release, calming the spirit until I find peace. The reason why my hands write, because my hands speak for expression, the way they move when I talk, and sometimes speaking does not help me to remember. My hands translate the memory, my joys, the mysteries, the drama, the trauma, the triumph of personal history. The lines of my hands flow with the ink, the heaviness of emotion, the pieces of deep think. There's a way to have these hands real with the feels of soul, and I know that this fun spirit displays the cosplay of lifelike array. These hands got hands for that, ready to catch white supremacy or institutionalized racism and put it on its back. My hands put caution to paper to read or write of capers. There's no cap as I drape this central imagination and desire, this all-day flowetry, and it's getting late. My hands write for the curvature of hips and the kissing, the French of lips, the squeezing tight, the loving you right. These hands are gifted. And they were gifted to me by James and Noreen, the steam engine of creativity, the hands be the ancestral elect of the Ma'at sect, the diaspora effect or effect. The hands are extension, the mention of me in totality. These hands are the tools, the culmination of me. So why do I write? I like to write myself free from all my inequity, from any pain, sorrow, anything that be, allows me to joyfully share with me. So I write. I write. I write. And that's the piece.
What? Wow. Did you say that graffiti? You said graffiti by grace. That's what that was. Did I hear that right? Graffiti by grace. Oh, these hands got hand for that. I write myself free from all of my iniquities. This was a beautiful piece, and I feel like it's a statement of who you are in the most beautiful way. And I'm like studying, training the scribbled lines that you interweaved into this, like, this proclamation of yourself. And I'm just like, yes, those hands do got hands. And those hands do, you know, anyway. But, you know, own your magic. You own your magic. And it's such a beautiful thing to start to do that, because the more that you do that, the more that you embrace it, and the more that you embrace it, the more that you can share it. And it's a beautiful thing to watch and to listen to, for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying. Or, you know what? The best thing I could do is to stay true to my path and realize that I'm on it. And to keep myself, you know, to learn how to be more me than anything,
yes.
You know, and there's like, you know, trying to figure out certain things to do to get to the different parts of you that, you know, you've long since hidden, the things that you didn't, you know, want anybody to know about, or things that you suffered from that people foisted upon you. You know, it's like I realized, like, now, like, a lot of times when people were foisting things on me, it really had everything to do with them and the weakness that they had. And they just couldn't stand somebody being strong, you know, doing all the different things, you know. And a lot of times people, you know, they have a hard time and gifting people with encouragement or light or sharing things because they think it's going to take away from them, or they think it's going to be something that they do and that person's going to leave them behind. And I'm like, you've got to be on your own path. Be in your own lane.
That's true.
You know, that's all it comes to. And so that's why it's so great to see you evolve on your maiden voyage coming out into this, you know, world and holding it down, which, you know, I know a certain person, you know, that had a real lot of vision and said something a long time ago about this. Anyway.
I know that guy. I think I know him.
I know that guy. I think you know that guy. But
that guy spoke a lot of visions over my life, and I'm very thankful for that guy and all of his help and influence. If you ever see him, let him know that for me, okay?
Yeah. No, you know, I'm trying. You know, like, you'd be asking for people. It's just like, you know, I'm trying to know you. Gwen C. come to Epiphany, you know, because I know that they're probably listening. But Gwen C. come to Epiphany. That's the type of one. So, you know, you just got to be talking.
Absolutely.
But, okay. You know, but there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, people get married, got to go to that. And, you know, you got to go to Detroit for the slam. You got to go to Atlanta. You know, it's a lot of hopping around. A lot of hopping around.
Indeed. Moving and shaking.
Okay. We're doing Ship Test Part 2. And this time it's for all the marbles. I will say that Walking Erotica is a very bad man. He played something I cannot share with anybody else, but it made my butt cheeks clench in the first 5 seconds I heard it. So I'm just really mad right now that I can't share it. I just got to hold on to it. Hold on to it until people can share their joy because it's ridiculous. That man been in the studio. And I'm like, Drip Album, I can't wait. I said, Drip Album is coming. It's going to be stupendously stupid. You know, but then again, we're a promotional group, so, you know, who knows?
In the immortal words of, what's that name, Super Scent, watch my smoke. That's all you had to tell him. Watch my smoke. Just, you know, show him what it does. The old West Indians say, them that don't hear must feel. Got to make them feel.
Nah, but it's funny. It's funny because it's like, oh, okay. I said, okay. And I love goalpost moving people. And then I'm like, listen. I said, this is probably the worst thing you could have did. I said, because now we're awake. And we're interested. We're not coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to make you watch us. That's all you're going to get to do. Again, watch. So you laugh.
Yeah, you know. Listen, the rally cry has been put out, and I see, you know, the troops lining up, and everybody is passionate and fiery and full of this beautiful work. And that's why I feel, you know, you can say what you want about the East Coast, West Coast argument. I feel like it made some of the best battle rap that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the best, it incited the battles of the history of hip hop, made some of the most fire hip hop albums and songs. So, you know, if you bring it out in your art form, it is magic. If you make it so that it, like, you take away from it and you put it in some petty street beef and, you know, tete-a-tete, that's a waste of time. But to take it into, like, transmute that energy into something fiery and passionate that's going to just last throughout the ages, that's where you put your energy at. And I'm glad to see that the whole, you know, the family is doing that. So it's definitely a good thing to watch, and I'm ready for it. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you look out for Mojave, Hive Rux, Ruxwear, Honey Dripper Poetry, Collective, Epiphany Radio, Universe, and all of the magic that is about to transpire. You know, it's about to be a beautiful thing, is it not?
It's going to be stupendously stupid. And I can't wait for the next boss because I got some bangers. Like, yeah. Hey, you'll be there. You know, be right there, right? You know, co-host. Hey, co-host.
Yes. Yes.
You know, my thing is like, yo, we running up with the guns out, you know. And we're not acting at no, yes, with no RICO charges. We're just talking about how we're going to approach the form of poetry
in
a such a way that you would feel as if you get it, you know, like we're in a ball park. But it's all the
right.
You know, just in case, you know, because it's listening. You know, you got to say it like that. You know, translate the word.
Like, I ain't going to put my hands on you, but I'm going to poetically kick it.
I'm going to take you there.
Right.
I'm
all right,
thanks,
now. Okay. All right. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You know. That's right, but you know, just a sidebar, I think I'm gonna do that thing. I'm like songs that we don't normally listen to, and I'm gonna just name each one a different version, so you can mess people up, because you know, I was in shock.
Yeah,
but I know people probably bug out. They're like, you really listen to this music? And I'm like, yo, I really do.
yes, listen.
Sing every word.
Like, we got eclectic ears around these parts. It's a little bit of everything coming through. And I think that's what I like to do around here. I really want to just set it to, like, music of a certain era. Like, I'm going to have a night where it's Billy. I love me some Billie Holiday. I love some Nina Simone. I might throw in some, you know, some other things like that. But, you know, different eras of music. I want to break it up that way. I think that would be cool, too, to give it a try. So we're going to see how this works over here in the Juke joint. So I hope you'll come back and join me in 2 more weeks. I'll definitely be back. You know? Do you want to let everybody know what you have going on this upcoming week on Tuesday?
I do believe, wait a second. I don't think that I have anything this Tuesday. But if I do, it's going to be War Council. But, you know, War Council, we just going to run crazy. And, if you know, we have these discussions beforehand, and I know some of the discussions are pretty engaging. And, you know, and I love to post stuff on social media and stuff like that. And so we talk mainly about relationships and things that hit the public sphere that has a tangible effect on how you see relationships and things of that sort. So it's going to be really dope. So if I do have a show, it will be War Council. If not, you know, because I'm not sure how it falls. But, I think we will have War Council. I think it's going to be stupendously super and work everything out. But other than that, congratulations.
Okay.
On your choice and everything else like that. I'm going to go over here and take my socks off and do the naked huckabuck, a baby, baby, and we'll have
I love it. Love you. Thank you so much for coming through and blessing me and blessing the mic. One love, one mic, my dear.
One love, one mic. Always. All day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave. You know, I have to tell you something about each and every one of the beautiful people that you heard tonight. From, you know, Miss VIP to La Perla Negra, Lady A, For Real, Essentially Janice, Javi. These are not just people who bring to you the mic pieces of poetry that they just thought of. These are people who genuinely live and breathe and, like, just, you know, work towards bettering this art form. So if you're listening and you didn't hit that one, or you're listening online and you're thinking about coming through, make sure that you come through and join us, because every night it's not just an environment where we want to hear your poetry. It's we want to enjoy it with you. We want to experience whatever moment you're capturing with you. And there's always plenty of ways here to help you figure out how to go and to grow and to elevate the art form in your own way. So I do want to thank you guys. Make sure that you're tuning in. Every night of the week, there's something different going on here. I wish that I could grab someone for a rundown, but they seem to have all escaped me. But I will let you know that Monday nights is going to be King and Queen's Quarters. Tuesday night is going to be Mojave's show, which we believe is going to be War Council, if there will be a show. The Get Down, I believe. I'm sorry. Wednesday is going to be Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra's new show, which is going to be reinvented. Stay tuned to hear more about that. Then Thursday is the Get Down, and I'm not sure if they will be postponing the show because the wonderful Van Meadows is officially going off the market, and there are thousands of women who will mourn, and, you know, we mourn with them. But congratulations to you, good sir. I know that his wedding is coming up very soon, and he might need some time off for that. Next Friday, I believe, will be Renaissance Poetry. I'm not sure what's going on Saturday, but I think it might be the Just Jay and Gina show. And Sunday is the Inspiration Factory. So, like I said, every night of the week, there's always a show. There's always a mic. And more than anything, there is a warm, loving, and family environment for your art form. And we're just here for it. So thank you all for joining me in my maiden voyage of the Juke Joint. I hope to bring you a different perspective on poetry and, you know, give you my very, honest insight into the things that you bring to me, because I know they're like your babies and I want to handle them as gently as you do. So to all of you guys, meet you back here in 2 weeks. I am going to end the show with something that I would love to share. It's a very near and dear piece to me by a poet who could not be here, but she's a very special person in my heart. It's a piece called Father's Day, written, performed, and produced by Rare Epiphany. And in honor of all of the fathers that called in today, those that are listening in, and any fathers that might hear this going forward, we appreciate you. You matter. You are necessary. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. You guys are important. And these children need you now more than ever. So whatever ways that you show up in your children's life in the most genuine form, we thank you and we appreciate even each and every one of you guys. So stay tuned. We're going to take you out with this piece by Rare Epiphany. Shouts out to her. Make sure that you follow. She's a bomb poet and singer. Noise bringing, soul singing every day. All right. With that, thank you guys again for joining me. One love and one mic.
I see you, standing in the shadows like you always do, playing your position. We've been conditioned to think you're not around. You know the squeaky wheel with the loud sound always gets the attention. They will never mention the legions of fathers who stand and deliver. Never talk about the majority who happily give your all to your children, those who are there when rubber meets road. But I know, I see you. Not seeking attention when you do the work of life building, of child rearing, of working and praying and teaching and staying in lives that need you the most. You boast about your babies. You never toyed with maybes. You are steadfast and dependable. Both commendable traits you pass on to your kids. Through word and deed, indeed we need you. And we love you, and we believe in and support you. And when media culture showcases the few who walked away, but we refuse to replay that narrative, it's imperative that we celebrate the many who made babies and raised them, who stepped in for those who didn't have men in their lives, who sacrificed to make a difference in a life in need. You supersede the naysayers and send prayers up to cover your kids, and it's this that we must highly esteem. It's on you that we must shine these beams of light so that we might rewrite the story that erroneously stole the glory of fatherhood. It is only right and good that we say, I say, to the fathers who never wavered, who labor in the vineyards of their family. I say, to the uncles, grandfathers, big brothers, stepdads, godfathers who take over when need be. I say, to the mothers pulling double duty who are not fathers but play one off TV. I say, to the men who count it not robbery to sow into kids' lives in the community. You often move in the shadows. You are superhero in plain sight. You are wind in sails and kicks in backsides. You push and strengthen and fight, and I see you every day putting in work. And though some won't ever acknowledge you, I see your handiwork all over the place. So if no one sings your praises, I do.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.